This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What the hell's going on? Happy Tuesday. Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. He's Kelvin Washington. I am Jonas Knox. Thanks for hanging out with us here. We're going to take you all the way up until noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific, if you're listening on the iHeartRadio app or one of hundreds of affiliates. It's fun to be here. Fun to be doing it with you here, K-Dub. And we're going to have a good time here on a Tuesday.
Looking forward to it, man. I always listen to you. I think we've done a show before, right? At some point.
I think we've done one.
We just crossed paths for years. Is that what it was?
Well, now we have.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. No. It's brand new. So you were looking around to see if there was one laying around, if we'd ever done one before? Okay.
Yeah. Joel had to do some work behind the scenes.
When you got the Lions hat on, you got to do a lot of creating.
Because
it ain't happening. You're not allowed to talk Detroit because you left us.
Listen, I did. I told you. I have officially left. However, it's like an old relationship. I check on Facebook. I'll stalk the Instagram page and see if I need to jump on back. And last year, I almost jumped on back. Things were looking kind of good. I was like, hey, I see you looking good. I see you got a new job, got a new hairdo. I almost jumped back.
But Hold on a second. So you were a Detroit Lions fan?
He's from
my entire life.
Okay, so you're from Detroit.
Yes.
And you turned your back on the Lions. And
yes!
The second you do, they end Aaron Rodgers' career in Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Okay, add a couple more years. It was on this very station, these very airwaves, that I said it was when Matt Patricia, he and his laminated play calling sheet with the number two pencil. That make sense. Okay, when he became the head coach, look, Jim Caldwell, I'm not saying he was, you know, Bill Walsh or anything, but the fact is he had stabilized the team. They were winning. They were in the playoffs a few times. And then you got rid of him for Matt Patricia. And that was when, all jokes aside, a lot of Lions fans kind of threw in the towel at that point. It was like, when we finally have some type of direction, have something going, we got Matt Stafford, Megatron, the defense was really good. You get rid of him. Got that. Over Matt Patricia?
Yeah, but if you've been through as much as they've been through already, I mean, come on. Like what's a couple more years of heartbreak at that point?
How long do I have to be beaten and battered?
Are you saying we shouldn't have let him back on, Noxie?
I'm just saying, if you step in dog stuff once, are you really going to complain if you do it a second time right afterwards?
Do I have on
you
a pair of Jordans?
Deal with it.
Do I have a pair? If I got on a pair of Jordans, I can't do it again.
Well, I don't know. I mean, all I remember is that Wayne Fonts wore Hawaiian shirts.
See?
From my understanding.
Look at that. So, you went back 30 years.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man.
That's how bad. You know
all
how
right,
bad it is?
Back. Welcome back.
Calvin Johnson quit football, period. He didn't quit football and say, I'm demanding a trade like we see happening right now all around all sports, right? He didn't demand a trade. He quit. I saw Barry Sanders at the Super Bowl last year when he was in L.A., and I looked the man in the eyes. He still has not gotten over it. He quit football because of the Lions.
Barry Sanders was at the game I was at with Miami. So was Jalen Rose.
Well, Jalen's going to, he's going to rep forever.
I mean, we recognize Barry.
You almost quit radio. It ain't got nothing to do with football. You almost quit radio.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get the show started.
Yeah, so there it is. So that is the so shout out to Detroit. Some are still loyal. Some are trying to figure things out. But we move on here. And we're going to try and figure out what the hell is going on, not only in Detroit, not only in the NBA, not only in the NFL, but also what the hell is going on with the damn Minnesota Timberwolves. And by the way, if you would like the perfect introduction to what the play-in tournament, which, by the way, tips off later on tonight, you got the Hawks and you got the Miami Heat. You mentioned trade requests. You've got the Atlanta Hawks. There's some rumblings out there. I believe it was the Ringer who pointed out that Trae Young could be traded as well, too. So why wouldn't you trade Trae Young? I mean, he's your best player. You know, he put on a show a couple years ago at Madison Square Garden where he had people, you know, spitting at him and doing a Trey's going bald chant. So why wouldn't a couple years later after you get rid of the head coach want to trade Trae Young during the offseason? But you've got all that happening. They're taking on the Miami Heat. And then you've got the Lakers, who couldn't catch a break the past couple of years, who now all of a sudden find themselves catching breaks because you've got one player for the Timberwolves breaking his hand, punching the wall on his way out of a game. And then you've got Rudy Gobert, who threw just an awful shot to the solar plexus at his teammate Kyle Anderson in the last game, final game of the season. So he's been suspended for this play-in game coming up later on tonight against the LA Lakers. And then you've got Adrian Wojnarowski with the tweet of all tweets, who sent this out yesterday. Quote, "The Timberwolves had to suspend Rudy Gobert for throwing a punch, but accepted that it was a shot to the chest with no intent to injure Kyle Anderson, and understand that Anderson called Gobert a B repeatedly on a night Gobert was playing hurt," sources tell ESPN. The B I was referring to rhymes with ditch, so you can use your own math to figure out what that is. But that ought to tee you up for the NBA play-in tournament, which tips off later on tonight. Fired up?
Clearly. But don't also forget, they're not in the play-in, so I you know, but there were more fights. You got the Clippers fighting, too. I don't know what was going on. I thought it was Easter. I thought it was a day in which it was supposed to be a holiday, spend time reflecting maybe on your religious beliefs or your family. Folks are just punching teammates all around the NBA that day.
You got to get after it a little bit.
Rudy Gobert has had a tough go ever since COVID. I mean, it seems to be all self-inflicted, but Rudy Gobert, you talk about someone who, you know, they were like, oh, man, what a defensive stellar player, and he was an all-star because really they were doing it where, you know, a center has to be picked.
Right.
And there were like three centers left. Yeah. So Rudy Gobert, I guess he's good. He blocks five shots a game. Now he get between the COVID situation where he's spitting all over microphones and telephones, remember that, and got Donovan Mitchell sick. Donovan Mitchell's never been a fan ever since. A lot of guys in the league are like, he's not that good. Then he goes to Minnesota, gets traded, not having the best season. They're not that great. He's punching teammates. It's been rough for the Frenchman.
Yeah, it's been a little dicey the past couple of years when it comes to Rudy Gobert. And then you just see the punching of the teammate and all this crap that's ensued. And then you've got Minnesota, who's sitting, you know, in this play-in tournament, and it looks like they're going to lose to the Lakers because now they're shorthanded, literally. Now they're shorthanded. Right. And so they're going to play, you know, whatever the 9-10 matchup, they're going to play the winner of that as well, too. And it just feels like Minnesota was heading in a direction. Yeah. There was a lot of promise there. Cat was starting to come into his own. Anthony Edwards was starting to play well. And then all of this happens. And it's the final game of the regular season. Like, can't you just wait it out? Just wait out one more game before you start throwing hands. What are we doing here?
Do you give Minnesota any credit? Or is this a, you know what? Well, how does that even work? So I got to do the math on that. If you're in the play-in and you end up being in the play-out, you played yourself out, you're lottery?
So, yeah, the two teams that are out of the play-in, or the four teams that are out of the play-in tournament, so that would be the 9 and 10 after the whole thing is done, they end up in the lottery. So the way this works is that Minnesota, the winner of the Lakers-Timberwolves game is going to be the 7 seed. Yep. The loser has another opportunity to play. They'll be playing the winner of the Oklahoma City-New Orleans game that is coming up on Wednesday, and they would be the 8 seed. And the two sides from each conference would end up back in the lottery. So they've got 10 teams in the lottery, and then they throw these other four teams who don't qualify after the play-in round into the lottery as well, too. So my big question is, does Minnesota suspend Rudy Gobert a game if this was the 9-10 matchup, and they absolutely had to win this game. That's what I would love to know.
Right, and that's what I'm on. But I'm also wondering, I mean, do they want a chance at a lottery pick? And so they're like, look, if we can lose this game, lose the next thing, you know, we get a lottery pick. Or as opposed to, you know, maybe losing a few slots in the draft.
Because you would get Denver in the first round if you're the 8 seed. And no play-in team, and no play-in team has ever won.
I think I do want a little bit of that smoke. I don't think, well, let me say it this way. Nobody fears Denver. Nobody. In fact, you have teams who are like, I'd rather play Denver. Because Denver hasn't proven anything. I mean, they haven't shown us anything. And yes, Jokic is really good, but that's the whole knock right now is that Jokic keeps winning, but he doesn't win in the playoffs. He doesn't have a seminal moment. He doesn't have something we can hang our hat on. He's just been good in the regular season. That's been the knock on him. So I don't think people fear it. Jamal Murray's been hurt. He's playing well, but he's not at apex right now. They have a good roster. They got some good players. But I just don't think teams fear them. Like, this not the number one seed this year isn't the Kevin Durant. And yes, I said Kevin Durant, Warriors. You know, they're not – this is a number one seed, Shaq and Kobe. This is a number one seed, you know, maybe the Mavs when they were in their prime. I don't think people fear the number one seed this year.
The scariest on the, teams, in the Western Conference. The scariest teams in the Western Conference are Phoenix and the Lakers.
Yep, I agree.
So Phoenix, because now you got Durant who's coming back. And by the way, people could say whatever they want about Kevin Durant and say, well, he went and chased down a winner and he's a front runner, blah, blah, blah. Dude, he won MVP 2 years that he was in the finals. If he's healthy, they probably beat Toronto in that finals. They completely fell apart physically, and he outplayed LeBron James both times he played him in the finals. Like that, those are just facts. So we can sit here and criticize Kevin Durant. He's shown up and played well in the playoffs. There's been some bad moments, but everybody's had bad moments in the playoffs. And then when it comes to the Lakers, just all of a sudden that midseason trade, or they make the move at the deadline, they add in new pieces, and LeBron James is now healthy. Those two are the scariest teams in the Western Conference. It's why I don't think anybody looks at the West and says they're even on par with how good the East has been all year. And I just think, to me, you don't want any part of Phoenix, and the Lakers are a scary proposition if you get into the end of the playoffs.
Well, the Lakers are scary, too, because they have what typically LeBron needs to win. And that is, I've got an ace with me. I got another guy with me. I got my Robin, if you will, whether it's Dwayne Wade, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, 2020 in the bubble. And now Anthony Davis is playing like we expect him to play night in, night out. So Anthony Davis has given us what we thought he would be. Also, I think he's given LeBron what I hoped he would be in that, dude, you can be the guy most nights. Not I have to carry it. I have to put light a fire under your butt. So Anthony Davis is giving them that. Then they got shooters, right? LeBron always needs some Kyle Korver, some James Jones, some Mike Millers around him. They got a bunch of that. Bunch of guys around him now who can knock down shots, real players. And then they got a sneaky guy who's an all-star-like guy in D'Angelo Russell who can say, hey, you're off a little tonight. I can pick up that slack. Yeah. So they're actually loaded, man. Obviously, us living here in Los Angeles, seeing them play, they're pretty scary. And that's why you said it. No one wants to play them. If LeBron goes zero dark 30 mode, Anthony Davis, you know, continues to play as he has, who in the West do you look at and say, oh, they're an automatic? Like, I mean, Phoenix, well, they've played very well, but they're gelling, right? Yeah. They're figuring things. They haven't been in a crunch time. It's just been 6 or 7 games with Durant. They've won all of them. But it's different. You know that in any playoff sport. It's like, okay, ooh, it's getting real now. Benches are shrinking. Guys are playing more minutes. It's more physical. So we don't know exactly what Phoenix is. So it's going to be interesting. But I don't really fear anyone in the West if I'm any team. I'm like, we got a shot.
Yeah. You just get in there, you roll the dice, and then you see what you got. And plus, the fact that it's not, you know, the NCAA tournament, the fact that it's not, you know, the NFL playoffs, that it's not a one-and-done, that you've got a series to work with, you can kind of go ahead and navigate through that, and hopefully we get some good basketball. I think everybody just wants the NBA playoffs to deliver at some point in some way, shape, or form. And so you've got all that fun stuff coming up. And then the Trae Young, as we mentioned – that whole disaster that has turned out in Atlanta, where then that was one of those deals where if you looked at on draft day when the trade rights for Luka and Trae Young happened, it was one of those rare times. You'll see it in sports. Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs. When Buffalo and Minnesota made that deal, it's the one time where you look at it and go, so Minnesota traded away a top-tier wide receiver for a draft pick and then used that draft pick to draft Justin Jefferson, who might be the best wide receiver in football. It's worked out on both sides. You kind of had that vibe with Trae Young and Luka. And then now you've got Luka not making the playoffs, and we can get into the Mavs fiasco as well, too. And then you've got Trae Young, who, according to this report from The Ringer, is apparently on the trade block potentially this offseason. Like, what the hell happened in Atlanta?
Yeah, I think maybe you'd hope cooler heads would prevail down there. Maybe the expectations got a little high. You brought the great point. He's balling out in New York, and it was like the perfect stage to say,
awesome,
welcome to the NBA. I'm here now. And it was awesome to see a guy, as someone who was once vertically challenged. I guess, you know, I'm average now, but I was 4'11 in high school. Don't laugh, Jonas. I've seen you.
I was 5'3".
Oh. You get some fist pump
not
right there.
That,
yeah,
huh?
we did all right for ourselves.
Yeah.
We did all right.
See that?
So as someone of the party, you know, formerly vertically challenged, it was great to see him become a villain, right? Not because usually smaller guys aren't villains. It was like cool to see, like, here's this guy. He's lighting New York up. He's a villain. He's embracing. He's having issues with the crowd.
Modern day Reggie Miller against
Perfect
Spike
example.
Lee.
Yep. Perfect example. And so it was good to see. It was fun to see. And I'm hoping that with the coaches, with McMillan, it wasn't working out. And maybe there was just some issues and they can figure out a way to do it. Because Atlanta, the fan base there, they would embrace him. And you mentioned the trade. I've always thought about that. The trade worked out because Atlanta, the predominantly black in the city, you go back to the Michael Vick era in the NFL, the crowd there's, you know, they need something to come to the games about. A lot of folks in Atlanta are like my sister. We're from Michigan originally. She's been down there, you know, 10, 12 years. It's a whole lot of that in Atlanta. And a lot of the fan base isn't necessarily tied to them. So you need somebody who's box office. Bring us out. You know, we're not loyal like maybe in Philly, no matter what, we're going to be there. And, you know, so having Trae Young, a star who, let him get in the playoffs. You never know what can happen.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's why this could be crucial for them. He gets in. He has a good, maybe they get in there and have a good series at some point and reminds folks, I'm a 30-10 capable guy, you know, and more importantly, I'm exciting. Can make everybody pump the brakes a little bit. Because you need him. Listen, there ain't a lot of Trae Youngs walking around. I know everybody thinks everybody can score and do all that in the league. Trae Young is exciting. He, like you said, he has villain tendencies, which is good because it makes folks want to come see him to either love him or hate him. Either way, you're buying a ticket, and let's not pump the brakes before I just get rid of him.
There's some box office to him. And then also, he's one of the guys where, let's just call it what it is. Steph Curry changed basketball in a way to where he made it okay. Because I've talked about this with LeVar Arrington and Brady Quinn. Mm-hmm. We were doing the show, and I was like, man, could you imagine growing up playing basketball? Because we, you know, everybody played youth basketball growing up. And I was like, if I came up, dribbled the ball up the court, and pulled up from 26 feet and shot a three, my ass would get benched.
The whistle would have blown so fast. Get on this bench.
And my dad would have taken an extension cord to me out back. Like, he would have been furious. Well, what are you doing? That's selfish basketball. Steph Curry changed the way that thought process worked and that strategy in basketball worked, and that whole mentality completely changed it. Well, Trae Young was one of the guys who was the first to start playing like Steph Curry. And successful. Like, it worked. And so the idea that because you've had a down year and he was butting heads, and one of the articles that I was reading said that the problem with Trae Young is that you had players in the locker room who kind of sided with Nate McMillan over Trae Young. Like, they thought Trae was the problem, not McMillan. And now he's gone and Trae Young's there. And you just wonder, are players in that locker room looking around going, we don't want him. We want our old coach back. And I think that's where, so when ownership gives the front office a green light and says, well, you know, you can look into whatever you need to look into, including possibly trading Trae Young. If I'm a Hawks fan and I've been waiting around for somebody exciting like a Dominique Wilkins, and you had Josh Smith who was there, and you had a couple of years where you were kind of floating around the top, the Al Horford years where you were the one seed, but it was kind of like, but
no one believed him, like Denver.
Yeah, the Cavs. Yeah, that's a great comp. Like, if I'm a Hawks fan, I'm looking around going, dude, we finally got a guy. He plays like Steph Curry. He's as close as we've seen, and it's successful. And now this, and we're in a play-in game. That's just not a good thought to be, not a good thought to have if you're a Hawks fan.
It's going to be interesting to see. I'll say this real quick. I know we're up against it. Pump the brakes. Guys are coming into the league at 19 years old, right? 1 year, yeah. Play 6 months in college, and I'm out of there. Pump the brakes. Still learning leadership. Still growing literally as a man. Think about when you were 23, 24, you know, finding out who I am. What do I do? How do I take? How do I lead?
I was a busboy at TGI Fridays.
Ooh, 23, 20, yeah. I think I just started being a glorified street teamer in radio at that point. I think that's what I was doing. Hanging up banners and throwing out keychains. Their sister station. What was it? 95, Channel 955. Channel 955, a sister station there. But my point quickly was, pump your brakes, go back 30-something, 40 years. Magic Johnson. Remember, he got his coach ran out of town after a couple of years in, right? People were mad. L.A. was mad at Magic. Who's this kid getting his, settle down, figure it out, see what you got. You got something special, work it out. Because people forget, Magic Johnson, people were upset with him around here. He ran off the coach. He was running off this. He was disgruntled after a couple of seasons. And so I think that worked out for he and the Lakers, right? Yeah. Pump the brakes. You got something special. Figure it out. Find a way to wear.
And by the way, if you were 24 years old.
Did I just compare Trae Young to Magic Johnson?
Yeah, why not? Who cares? Piss off some Laker fans to start off your day. But listen, if I was 24 years old and I had enough pull and enough stroke to where I could have gotten some of my bosses fired at TGI Fridays, I would have gone in and complained to them and said, that's cute. Here's a bus tub and a squirt bottle. Go spray Station 8. That's what that would have looked like. So at least Trae Young's got some pull, you know?
That Jack Daniel's chicken strips you guys have?
The real deal.
Real deal.
The real deal.
Crack!
Yeah.
For real.
It ain't no White Castle.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform. slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Dan Patrick Show. He's Kelvin Washington. I'm Jonas Knox. In for Dan and the guys. You can listen to us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app as well. You can find us on one of hundreds of affiliates all across the country, as we are going to take you all the way up until noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific here on this Tuesday. Got everybody getting excited. We got the play-in tournaments and the NBA coming up later on. We've also got an announcement that has been made by YouTube TV. Congratulations for those of you wondering whether or not you were going to have to break the bank when it comes to the Sunday ticket package from YouTube TV. They have just announced their pricing for it. So YouTube has announced that the current YouTube TV members can add Sunday ticket at a pre-sale full season price of $249 through June 6th. And that is a $100 savings on the retail cost. So it looks like it's going to cost you anywhere between $300 to $400 to watch all your NFL action next year. So everybody get ready to start putting some money aside if you want to get the Sunday ticket from DirecTV that's no longer existing and now will be on YouTube. So
listen. Brother, it's getting carried away right now in life. And what I mean by that is it used to be able to justify buying something like that. Like when I first moved here, right? I'm coming from Detroit and I want to watch the Lions. And I'm like, baby, listen, hear me out. I know I don't even have a job in LA yet, but hear me out. It is imperative in which I watch the Lions, because when I do get a job, I'm like trying to sell it, right? And you're like, all right, you know what? He doesn't have a lot of things. Let this be his thing. But right now, with inflation, shrinkflation, and all the other Asians, it's getting harder and harder to look at, hey, baby, look, okay, hear me out. If I get to watch the game, that's peace, and I'm happy. That if I'm happy, you happy, we happy. Like, it's getting crazy right now. And then to justify, you know, $250, it's like, all right now, because the last time I checked, gas prices are not going down. House, the interest rate is going up. You know,
and that's $250 if you're, if you want to order it ahead of time before June 6th, or yeah, June 6th is the date. And I mean, a lot of people are going to be paying closer to $400 if they want to get Red Zone and all the other things that come along with it. And here's why it's interesting that you saw this come out where owners approved this a couple of weeks ago, and it kind of flew under the radar where they said, oh, well, we're going to allow brick and mortar sports books at our stadiums. It's because people are looking around and they're like doing exactly what you're doing. They're evaluating, where do I want to put my cost? Where do I want to spend my money? And they're going, okay, do I really want to go to an actual game, or I'd rather stay home? And if I'm paying $400 to watch all these games, I'm not going anywhere on a Sunday. I'm staying my ass home. I'm going to cook. I'm going to do what I need to do. And I'm going to watch my football and let that be, to your point, your thing. They're not going to show up to these stadiums anymore. They're not going to pay these prices to go sit, wait to use the bathroom, pay $20 for a beer, $20 for all this stuff. If you realize, look, yeah, it's going to cost me $400, but I don't have to go to these venues and sit in traffic. You and I were just talking about the traffic here in LA and how brutal it is even right now at a little after 7 in the morning. I just think people are going to look at this and they're going to pay these prices, because this is kind of what DirecTV's Red Zone and Sunday Ticket package was the past several years. And they realize it's a lot more affordable than having to go to some of these venues and some of these games.
You know what always shocks me? You just mentioned, yeah, the nacho, the beer, like you kind of, nothing tops parking for me. Like, I'll die. Like,
it's crazy.
May he rest in peace. Any last words? I still don't understand parking. And then like, beep, and I'm dead. Because I have no other place to park. Like, this is where, like, you don't, when you go to the grocery store, they don't charge you, right? You walk, you park, you go in there. And when you go to a school, they don't say, hey, man, I know this is where you had to be, but I got to charge you $7 for that park. Like, you go to these places. I park to come into this venue, this place, this whatever it may be. It always blows me away. And fine, okay, you got to charge me because it is land and it's usually, okay, I get it. And especially if you're in like Inglewood right now, SoFi Stadium, where Inglewood is blowing up like crazy.
Yeah.
Part of it is because you're here, NFL. I'm always blown away at how much parking is. Like, you kind of forget. And I'm not going to lie, I've been spoiled for a very long time in my life now because we work in sports. So get, you know, just I've been spoiled in that regard of like tickets and parking kind of taken care of, that whenever I forget, I'm like, oh, shoot, let me go to this game, whatever. Excuse me? $75 to park, $50 to park, $100 to park, to park? I'm like, oh, that's right. It comes with a free nacho and a beer. Like, nah. Oh, that's my baby. She loves popcorn. It comes with free popcorn. No. Do I get my own valet guy? No. This is just regular old, you still got to walk 175 yards parking?
Yeah. It's
crazy.
It's insane, man. I was talking with somebody here at Fox Sports Radio, and they were telling me they were going to go to a Rams preseason game at SoFi. And I might kind of forget who the Rams are playing, but it was just a preseason game they were going to go. It's August. There's nothing else going on. It's kind of the dead time in baseball. There's no NBA, all that. It was like over $100 to park.
No, it's insane.
For a preseason game.
Yep. Oh, don't think it. I'm glad you said the preseason game. The reason why that the moment where I lost my mind is when the Rams got here. They were still playing the Coliseum. It was against the Cowboys. I remember this. And I remember how I got the tickets. I was fortunate. I was all right, great. Wife want to go, let's get out. It was a Sunday afternoon, beautiful weather, why not? And that was to your point. That was a desert. Like, okay, this is getting ridiculous. I'm at the Coliseum. This is a college stadium.
You're not even anywhere nearby. Like, how long's the walk to pay $100 to watch?
Exactly. And I'm like, wait. How much? I literally looked at the lady, I'll never forget. Like, how much? And she kind of looked at me like, hey, bro, I just needed a job. Like, I didn't make these prices. Your girl just needed a job. I'm just working on the weekends, get a little extra. You know, my son got a little thing I need to pay for. And I just remember being blown away. And I thought about it. You know, we're fortunate. We're doing all right in life. And I'm just like, what hardworking person can afford this $100, tickets for the fam, food for the fam? You know, the kid might want their favorite player's shirt, jersey, hoodie. I'm like, this is literally like, we're going, okay, I was going to say Disneyland. Disneyland has lost their mind too. But it's like a family trip. Like, this is an actual family trip going to a game. So, you're right. I mean, I guess if you're going to spend the $400, we get to watch them every game. We get to watch whether on the road, doesn't matter. We get to do our own guacamole. I love the way she puts a little cumin and a little extra lemon juice in the guacamole. We'll just be home. Because it's getting crazy to go to a game. And it might end up being where it's so corporate. You lose the average person, and it comes corporations buying up a bunch of tickets and sending clients and whatnot.
And look, I don't know if you're like me. I like to go to games now. If I go to games, I've done the whole media thing. But if I'm not working, I kind of like going as a fan. I want to go and just enjoy the game. I want to be able to have a beer and not be judged by some blowhard who's in the media center who goes, oh, well, how could you be having a drink right now? It's like, dude, you got a press conference to go to. I don't. I'm just using my media credential.
right.
So you go figure out whatever your issue is with yourself. But so if I go to a game, I want to go as a fan. But if you just do the math on this, all right, so say parking. You know, we'll split the difference. If it's not 50 and it's not 100, we'll say it's 75. If you do a ticket each is $100. If you want to get food and a couple of drinks, it's probably another $50 each. I mean, we're looking at, what, $700 for a family of four to go to a game? And you're telling me I can get an entire season of NFL games for $400? I'm telling you, man, like, these prices are steep, but in comparison to what is being what these stadiums are putting together and the amount of money it costs to go to these games, I can understand why people aren't showing up.
And to be honest with you, football specifically, I prefer at home. Like, just
totally agree.
They literally make the field, because our TVs now, they're not squares like back in the day, they're rectangles, it fits the field.
Totally agree.
You know, it fits the field. As you mentioned, huge lines between going to the restroom or food. The delays, right? Like, you forget how big the delays are because you're entertained with commercials, you're entertained with your phone, you're entertained with, you know, talking to your kids or on your, oh, did you see that play on the phone with your buddy? When you're watching a game at home, when you're there, you forget how many delays there are. Now, if you're not overly invested, I mean, if you're like a crazy diehard and you're like, I've never missed since my dad took me when I was 8, okay, I get it. It's a thing that you do. But, like, just going to a game, like, hey, man, you want to go to Rams? Oh, I'll go to Rams game. It's actually much more fun on television.
Agreed.
At home, I should say, or with your buddy or with a couple buddies to watch the game.
The at-home product has changed the game.
That's the point. It looks better. It sounds better. You get the analysis. You got your own food. They have created it to be the perfect at-home thing.
It's fantastic. It's, and that's why, Look, and I don't know if you're like me. Like, it's great going to these big venues. Like, SoFi is fantastic. They just had WrestleMania there a couple of weeks ago. I had a buddy who went to WrestleMania. He told me a can of beer was $19. I mean, it's insane. The parking is $80 to $100, and yet they still had 160-plus thousand people go for a two-day WrestleMania. So you had 80,000 one day, 81 and change the next day. That's not a bad weekend for SoFi Stadium. Like that and also the places around the stadium.
Well, everybody's winning.
Listen, the you know, LA street dogs that they're throwing out outside the stadium when you walk away. So SoFi is fantastic. I had a chance to go there for the national championship game. All of it is awesome. And these big venues are cool. There's something about an intimate setting at a game. And I think we're going to get to the point to where teams are going to build stadiums with less seating capacity, especially if you're a place that isn't going to have concerts and Super Bowls right. and all that. Because like, if you go to, have you ever been out here? Is it Dignity Health Center? It used to be the StubHub Center.
So, all right. Yep.
So I went and watched a bunch of boxing events out there in Carson, California. So for those of you listening nationally, where the Chargers played for a short time, where they were always out attendanced by every visiting team that would ever yep. come here, the soccer stadium that was the LA Galaxy, there's a little venue, and it was called the Tennis Courts because the Williams sisters were going to put on tennis events there, mm-hmm. and it just never came to fruition. So what they did is they started putting on boxing events. It's, I think, maybe 8,000 seats. Not a bad seat in the entire place. They just had another boxing event, and you ask anybody who covers boxing or mixed martial arts, and they'll say, best venue we go to every year because it's intimate, and there's something about being able to see everything. Well, now you got it at home. To your yep. point, like, it fits the screen. Everything is presented to you in a perfect form. Like, if you want to bounce around, if you've got a fantasy team and you want to see what's happening with a fantasy player, you can go to that actual game. You can do the game mix formally on DirecTV. So I look at it and I go, yeah, this is $400 YouTube is going to be charging people in some places if you want to get all of it. But in comparison to just going to one game and the traffic and just the hassle to get in and out, and then you see all these brawls at games.
You like, just took what I was going to say.
What are we doing?
Dude, I have finally went to a game. It was, and then somebody who keeps, Joe, I keep saying I'm not a Lions fan. I went to the Rams-Lions game a couple years ago.
I was there. Yeah.
Where the Lions had a chance to win and
that's right.
two interceptions.
The
I called
Goff
that
ball.
Interception, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, the Jared Goff ball.
Well, you could have called me and told me not to come. You want to make calls.
I was like, please don't do like Stafford and throw an interception, and bam.
He's back.
So I'm there. I'm with my boy. Shout out to Vic. We're hanging out. And just literally right before the interception, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, something's off in the universe. I said, wait, I know what it is. I haven't seen a fight yet. I've never gone to an NFL game and not seen a fight, and I literally mean that. So we're sitting there. I'm like, Vic, like, bro, we didn't see a fight. Guess what's about to happen? The row where my feet are. This woman gets into it with this guy, and her man is looking at her like, I can't believe you. Now I got to stand up for you. I don't want to fight it. So now he's got to jump up. Hey, man, hey. And this other guy, he's super drunk. He's been annoying her all night. And so next thing I know, now the one dude got up. When I tell you he was about that life, we all needed him in our corner. Whenever you're going out, you needed him. He had on a jersey. I think he had on he had on a jersey, and I think he put another name on it. It was a street name.
Was it a Lions or a Rams jersey?
It was a Rams jersey, and it said it wasn't a player.
Okay.
It was like whatever his street name is. He was like, yeah, take off Stafford and put on this name.
So
and
I
was
not like a Jim Everett or anything.
No. This was like slang name.
Okay.
And he got up, and I was like, okay, yeah, it's about to go down. And somehow, right as the dude was like, no, you don't want it. And like was about to swing, someone grabbed it. And then I was like, oh my God, they just broke my streak. I was almost mad. I was like, I want to keep the streak going. This is like Mikal Bridges the other day playing 7 seconds
in a game. I'm just going to be honest with you, though. I wanted to fight that night. Because they in that stadium, they do that, whose house? They just kept doing it over and over. And all of us, and we showed up to that game. The Lions was there.
Oh, for sure.
And we wanted to walk out with that, whose house? We was ready for the smoke.
Yeah, but
all right, I want you to be honest.
I don't understand how you thought you would have that opportunity. Hey, you said you're a Lions fan. You should have known.
How many Lions Jared Goff jerseys did you see? Let's be honest. Or did you see any Lions Stafford jerseys?
I was impressed.
Because Stafford didn't play that game, did he? Did Stafford play that game?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. He had a great game.
All right.
He did.
And
yeah.
They were there. The Lions were in the building that day.
Well, but listen, it was the first time in history where a team was going to the Super Bowl and another entire city had the Detroit Rams. There was literally do you remember that? There were literally I have a very good friend who sent me a picture of him like, "Hey," smiling with a Detroit Rams shirt on, and I saw the memes and I thought the memes were hilarious and I saw Twitter kind of blowing up with it. And then I thought, "Wait, this," and then when I started to see actual real life human beings that I know wear them, this was because you had Matthew Stafford in the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl halftime performance, you had Eminem. And so everybody was like, this is the Detroit Super Bowl. This is the closest we'll ever get. So everyone started. I'll show you during the break here. They had the Detroit Rams shirt, and people legitimately were buying. This was like a real thing.
I mean, let me tell you something, though. Joel Elliott, who is, you know, he gets all neurotic when it comes to Lions conversation. He can't stand the fact that the Lions are favored to win the division now. Like, for some, like, you want to swim in the garbage that is the reputation of the
it's
Lions.
Comfortable.
And you, I mean, come on, you got to get uncomfortable.
My thing is,
and
we don't
want to
talk
good.
About it, Noxie. It may exist. We just don't want to talk about it.
But see, if you don't want to talk about it, then you're not built like that. Right?
Come on, you're not going to jinx it, Joel. I mean, you got to wear this. I mean, they're the favorite. I'm telling you. Like, Aaron Rodgers is gone. You guys sent him packing. I mean, who knows whether or not that deal's actually going to get done. By the way, if there was going to be a team that was going to screw up that deal, it would be the Jets.
Right, Jets and the Lions looking at each other like those that Spider-Man meme.
It's like,
hey, you, me. I know you. You're me.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, how can we screw this up? But, you know, there is, for those of you that don't want to go to games and have your streak ruined, like Kelvin, who just had to sit there and watch.
I don't want a brawl. I just want a little. Like, all right, cool. Check. Got the streak continues.
Just one crack. And
yeah. Just one Rudy Gobert. Jonas, all I wanted was one Rudy Gobert punch in the shoulder.
Even to the solar plexus.
Yeah, that was kind of. Dude, would you rather get punch or punch in the solar plexus? Like if you're gonna like fight me, then don't like.
Yeah.
The last second. I really don't want to fight you, but I want to be tough. Like.
And plus, like we were talking about this earlier. I mean, if you're Rudy Gobert, you got the body frame to be a really good Muay Thai fighter. He's got like the long legs. He's light on the front foot.
Point.
And then he just throws that punch, and then he gets asked to leave, and he's got to apologize on Twitter. And now he's gonna miss a game against the Lakers tonight.
Rudy has to have some Rudy time. Like Rudy has to just like, what's going on, bro?
Yeah.
Like we all have it. Listen, if you live long enough, you're going to have a couple moments in life where you got to look yourself in the mirror and be like, what's up, bro? And Rudy needs some Rudy time. I'm laughing and spitting, coughing over phones with the COVID. None of us knew the severity of it, so I, you know, you want to give him the pass. Then Donovan Mitchell's, I told you, it wasn't just that. I just didn't like him. And it, kind of similar to Russell Wilson where guys are like, he really ain't that guy like that.
And by the way, Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs, they're fun. Like, that's a fun
the
team.
The Eastern Conference
defense.
Has the teams for the first time in, like, 20 years.
Eastern Conference is going to be dynamite all the way through.
Yeah, I love that Cavs team is fun, man. Yeah. Garland and Mitchell and Mobley.
They're
shout
scary.
To him, went to USC out here.
Because Donovan Mitchell's one of those guys to where, like, there's a handful of guys in the NBA where if I said to you, hey, so-and-so scored 60 points
he's
last
in that list.
Night. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. He's on that list.
Like,
sure.
You would go, oh, it makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, I get it. Like, that makes
he
sense.
He might be the most underrated.
Yeah.
Like, you know, or maybe understated. Like, I don't think anybody, you know, like everybody knows how good he is, but we don't talk about him enough. Like, maybe that's a better way of phrasing it.
Because he played in Utah, now he's in Cleveland.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So, yeah, there's not a lot of notoriety.
There's a documentary waiting to happen, Brothers in Utah.
Oh, yeah?
Because, like, what was it like being a brother in Utah? Man, I'm going to work on that.
Yeah.
Strike that.
Yeah.
Call
Danny Ainge and see his thoughts on that if he wants to.
Danny, how many brothers are in there? Like, what was that like?
Hey, Danny, why did you bring in Kelly Olynyk?
What if I told you?
it's a 30 for 30 for sure.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Partying. Now, this wasn't Jamaica, but apparently Lamar Jackson and Odell Beckham Jr. celebrated his arrival in Baltimore at Live Nightclub in Miami. Now, I don't know if you've been to Live Nightclub in Miami. I've heard things.
I'm trying to maintain. Look, I'm married, you know. I don't even. What is Live?
I've been there.
Yeah.
I know the Live golf tournament or golf. What, that
is
what
it
we're
called
talking about?
Live? And by the way, can we get a confirmation on that? Lee, is it Live? Is that the name of the
Live
club?
Oh, we could ask Joel. Joel knows.
Yeah.
No,
Joel,
it's Live.
No, it's live and it's live.
It's okay. Live and Live.
Good. That's not the one that's open 24 hours. Is that 11 that's open 24 hours in Miami? I think that one is
Miami. No, Miami. As kids say, Miami. This is not proper English, but Miami be Miamian.
Yeah,
it does.
And
like
so,
you go down there.
Yeah, apparently Lamar recruited Odell Beckham Jr. to Baltimore, which is interesting because there's this whole notion that Lamar may not be back there, but he gave OBJ, apparently, according to Ian Rappaport and others of the NFL Network, just some sort of an indication that he at least would be the quarterback this upcoming season. So all this conversation we've been having, and it's just going to end up in Lamar going back to Baltimore. All the fun stuff that could be had.
But I actually have thought that the whole time. It's not because sometimes it isn't just like the money. It isn't just maybe opportunity, playing opportunity or minutes or whatever it may be. It's just we fit. Baltimore and Lamar Jackson is like the greatest creation on earth other than the wheel, maybe the fire, maybe the internet, peanut butter and jelly. Okay, it just fits. It just works. You don't eat those. It's carbs.
No.
But it just fit and it works. And Lamar Jackson is so Baltimore as far as what they look to do, the way their offense is run. And one of the things we all have given them credit for, which I love, is that they didn't say, we're going to break him and we're going to mold him and this is how he... No, they're like, all right, what does he do well? Bet. We're going to play along to that.
Agreed.
This is what we're going to do. And you don't invest your entire philosophy, your ethos, the way in which you conduct business around this guy and then just, you know, we're not letting him go. Now, our owners, or maybe I don't want to say owners because then, you know, collusion, but are there an owner in this case saying, I can't do that? Cleveland made the mistake of giving Deshaun Watson all that money. Why do I have to pay, right, you know, because of them being idiotic? What has Cleveland really done, you know, is the football team outside of LeBron, which they're probably looking at him. Can we sign him as a tight end? But why do I have to pay for that foolishness?
Yeah.
Never in the history have we done it that way. One team does it, and really, they didn't even do it for, like, Andrew Luck. They didn't do it for Pat Mahomes. They didn't do it for Peyton Manning, Andrew. They did it for a guy who, while talented, whole lot of question marks around.
Yeah.
So that made it even weirder, right?
What, like, do you mean the question mark? You mean, like, the 60, you know,
that was the question mark, Jonas.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
okay.
It was a 60 or 70.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
And so it's like, that's the guy that gets his deal, not Pat Mahomes, where you could be like, you know what? I ain't going to lie. He's worth it. Right. You know, that's Aaron Rodgers, they say 7-8 years ago. You're like, I ain't going to lie. He's worth it. Say coming up, Joe Burrow or something. Deshaun Watson in the middle of, not like 3 years removed, right? Got past it. Maybe things we all forgot about it because that's what we do as fans and that's what teams do. We move on. Like in the middle of it. So the Ravens are saying, man, this ain't even about you, Lamar. This is about the Lamar 2.0 who's going to come behind you in a decade, right?
Yeah.
I can't set this precedent. My wife's in law school. You learn all they talk about and care about is precedents. We can't set the precedent now where that's what guys are going to be expecting, right? If you're Bryce Young and in 3 years you ball out, I want the Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
So we got to stop that. But if it makes sense, and you start to wonder now what makes sense moving forward? Is it a year? Is it some, you know, we couldn't meet at the 180, 190, when we, fine, I'll settle with 150 and an OBJ. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, where is that work now? We'll have to find out. But it just makes sense, man. And listen, sometimes you don't want to, I'm going to make a point so much that I move on. All right, fine, you move on and you end up in fill in the blank city with fill in the blank team. And maybe it's like, I can't remember, but I think Joel said it earlier. Maybe it is. It's being a Russell Wilson where like, that just didn't work. It doesn't look good. It ain't feeling good. And now it's like your career is not in jeopardy because he's still young. But you know what I mean? It's just like, Lamar is never Lamar like we thought.
Nobody's going to love Lamar like Baltimore loves Lamar. And to your point, it's the organization who traded up to draft him. Ozzie Newsome is still part of that organization. Eric DaCosta was there when they drafted him. John Harbaugh. And look, depending on what reports you believe, there was some speculation that after the season when Lamar Jackson was brought in, the 2018 season, that after that year, there was going to be massive turnover in Baltimore to where they had already decided John Harbaugh and them were going to amicably split and go in different directions. He was going to get a job probably that offseason because it's John Harbaugh. Yep. He's done such a great job. But they realized we'd reached our end. Joe Flacco's at its end. Ozzie Newsome's walking away, stepping down from his role. And then John Harbaugh's gone. They turn the keys over to Lamar Jackson. They make a playoff run. He saved a lot of jobs.
That's a great point.
They know that. And John Harbaugh got an extension. He's obviously still there. And they have done nothing but been as complimentary to Lamar Jackson and, to your point, try and build around his strengths. Identified what those were and designed an offense and a game plan around what he does best, which is not the norm. And there's a lot of quarterbacks whose careers never got off to a good start because they were with an organization that tried to do something different and there was turnover. They did the opposite and Lamar was an MVP because of that. So nobody's going to love him like they do. But yeah, to your, what you said, they're looking at the Deshaun Watson contract. That's the exception, not the rule. That was Jimmy Haslam and the Browns who went way over the top because they were desperate to get a franchise quarterback, even one with all the other crap going on, in the background with all the stuff and the allegations and the lawsuits and even a couple that he's still dealing with this week. He's having to testify under oath on Monday, apparently. Like all of that stuff to go along with it. The Ravens are looking at that going, we love you. We just can't do that. And it's a reason why Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Ravens, was the guy who was most vocal when Deshaun Watson signed that contract. He came out and said, are we sure that's the guy we want to set a precedent with when it comes to guaranteed contracts? Because he knew this was going to happen with Lamar Jackson. That's what he was going to want. And whether this is just the one-year prove it for him and Odell Beckham Jr., or if they go back to the table and it's the 3-year, $133 million guarantee, whatever the case is, I just don't think he's already seen a little glimpse of what it's like and how little interest there is in giving him that contract. I think both sides end up figuring out a way to make this thing work, and he goes back to Baltimore, obviously.
And I do think there's a part of him that, if you're really looking at what he's doing, maybe I don't want to say a martyr because in that case he would have to kind of end, you know what I mean? Like he went to another team where he just never played football again. Like you could argue Colin Kaepernick in this instance of being a martyr. But I do think there's an element of him, and this is where I give credit to LeBron James of the business mind. It wasn't just, you know, I'll just be a player, I'll take whatever. It was, I'll take less because it makes sense for me to go be he because it's good for my business, right?
Yeah.
I'll take more because at this point I deserve more. I'll do a 1-1 year, and the next year I have the option, not you. You know how rare that is? So, like, I think there's an element of Lamar that is saying, man, I can be transformative with this, right? And even if it ultimately loses, but folks will say, like, man, he stood up for it, right? Because now maybe the next quarterback says, I'm going to try it. Maybe I don't get it, but I'm going to try it. Because somebody has to be the what is it, the bird rights in the NBA? Like, someone always has to be a trailblazer. And I think maybe because Deshaun Watson was gifted this, and yes, he's talented, but if he was gifted that opportunity, maybe Lamar is like, nah, man, I'm going to fight for this because it's bigger than just simply I'm that good. It's, yo, we're busting our butts. We're putting our bodies on the line. Guarantee your boy some money. Yeah. Not just because Deshaun Watson is good. Take him out of the equation. Say he never existed on Earth. I'm that good. I'm putting my all out there. So are these guys. Give us what we deserve. So I do think there's an element of that. And ultimately, he can at least say, look in the mirror and look at all this, other guys, former players, current players, future players, and say, hey, I tried.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to get us the NBA, MLB mode of guaranteed contracts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.